If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
Episode 82. So we recorded this, and then so we know the outcome of the All Ireland final. Except we don't know the outcome of the All Ireland final, though. So that's we could be going for a replay.
Oh, that'll never happen.
See, you say that.
I said that. I said the exact same thing about the exact same two teams last year.
Exactly, actually. And we had a replay.
Jesus.
Do you know what I meant to tell you this in the last podcast. So Michael Greco is a friend of mine.
Who, him now?
Michael Greco was an actor.
It sounds
and
very
he was
familiar.
In EastEnders.
Which one was he?
So he was Beppe in EastEnders.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so we like
I remember him. Gia, that was his wife, remember?
No, Gia wasn't his wife.
Oh, really?
No, that was the... I'm pretty sure that was a different family. That was Ali, no. No, Michael wasn't... I don't know. No.
Oh, really? Is he not?
He was the Italian family.
Oh, he's not an Asian man.
No, that's what I think. No, Gita wasn't Asian anywhere. They're not Indian, that family, that I think.
Well, yeah, is that not Asia? Yeah, that's Asia, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know what the political crowd. I don't want to go down that road again.
It looked like he may have been from that part of
anyway,
the world.
Anyway, he was Italian. No, he was Beppe, right. And Giovanni was his brother, and they had the DeMarco brothers.
Yes, I do remember the DeMarco. Yeah, of course. Sorry,
so they had a pizza, they had an Italian restaurant. But he hasn't been in
Eastern.
Yes,
Gita.
Gita. I was kind of looking, going your way off. he hasn't been in EastEnders in about 15 years, because I'm trying to think how long I know him. I think I know him 12 or 13 years, and maybe he was gone out of EastEnders about a year or two when I had met him for the first time. So basically, he's long gone. But 15 years later, like, people still call him Beppe, right? So like he gets it mostly in Dublin, right? He doesn't get it so much in the UK. Funny that. But he comes to Dublin and people just shout, Beppe! All right, Beppe! Where's Giovanni? Right?
That's one of the reasons I actually love Dublin.
Yeah, right. But so he was been in Ibiza for 2 or 3 weeks, and he was in Ocean Beach Club and having a few drinks or whatever. And he met Conor McGregor.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And Conor McGregor's entourage, of course, they're all heads from Crumlin.
They are.
Who all just shouted Beppe at him and want to get their picture taken with Beppe. Like, is that not if you want the snapshot of Ireland?
That's it right there,
isn't
it?
That's it. Like, he was like, I was talking to him and he's like, I met Conor McGregor, and he was like, I had my picture taken when he goes, and then all the people with him, he was like, we're shouting Beppe at me, and we're like, what's the blame story, Beppe? And I was like, of course they did.
Yeah, of course they did. Yeah, they're Irish people. Yeah, that's it. They're just here we are, what's the story? Yeah. I mean, that's Beppe's not my real name. Don't care.
Yeah. Exactly.
You'll be gone. You're Beppe again today. That's the end of it.
Oh, speaking of which, I kind of feel a bit responsible.
Oh Jesus, why? What's wrong now?
So don't forget, you can tweet us, Dublin Podcast, at PJ Gallagher, at Suzanne Kane FM on Twitter, at PJ Gallagher on Insta, or Suzanne.fm. I'm on Insta a lot, by the way, right? But we got a tweet a couple of weeks ago from a couple of girls that were coming over from Liverpool, I believe, and that they're on a hen.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that tweet?
I think maybe I did. Looking for places to go,
So I said, look, you can go to Temple Bar. It's busy and it's full of Brits, and you know, but it'll be busy and full of stags. And then I gave them the usual list of, I think we need to just have a standard issue letter that we send to people when they ask us this. And then in my tweet I went, you could go to Flannery's, which is on Camden Street, and I was like, and then there's Copperface Jack's.
Oh Jesus. Why did you do that? Jesus Christ. Jesus.
You're not helping my fear.
Okay, there's a comedian called Simon O'Keefe, right?
Okay.
And he has a joke. I think it sums up Copperface Jacks completely and perfectly. His joke is, you know, if you put a seashell to your ear, you can hear the sea. Well, if you put your ear to a nurse's vagina, you can hear Copperface Jacks. That's his joke. And I think it sums it up absolutely perfect. It's full of Garda, which is basically the police and nurses. And they're all like hardworking folks that go there and get absolutely rat-arsed, nasty drunk. It's also GAA players, and it is the cattle market of the country. It's single people rubbing off each other all night long, hoping to get a bit of a drunken roll over each other.
There's a lot of dry riding going on, and a lot of
everybody loves it, and I hate it. I've been in it twice, and I have to say it was
horrific. To be honest, I wouldn't say it was a good place for you though either.
Geez, anywhere where there's people and loudness, it's not for me.
I'm about to say people just shouted at you constantly, did they? And they were just like,
my big night out is like a quiet night in for most people.
Yeah, exactly. That's mine as well. Okay, so so it wasn't Kerry. She was somebody else. I think her name was Louise. I'm trying to find the email to just. Yeah, Louise. It was Louise. Right. So I did say it's a bit mad.
Yeah.
But she sent me this email when I said about the badges, which by the way are on the way out. The passive aggressiveness with the badges. We spoke about it briefly. They're on the way.
I can't believe you got yourself into that state.
Shut your face. So I sent her a message and just said, you know, it is a bit mad or whatever. I genuinely had guilt over this email for about 4 days. Hi, Suzanne and PJ. I'm Louise, a longtime listener of the Chris Moyle Show. Since he mentioned you, I've been hooked on Dublant ever since.
Sorry
about that. My boyfriend Alex and I listen every week. Hi, Alex. It's the only thing that gets us through our drive to work and drive long drives here in Liverpool. Where'd you be going? Liverpool's not that big. Where'd you be going? Anyway. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Traffic, I'd say.
Okay. I have a bone to pick with you, Suzanne.
Oh, fuck.
I was in Dublin last weekend for a hen, which coincided with the McGregor-Mayweather fight, so Temple Bar was rammed. Again, my mouth's starting to dry up with the anxiety of this. Based on Suzanne's recommendations on Twitter, two of the girls and I went to Copperface Jack's.
Oh, Suzanne. I warned you.
It's mental, she said, but brilliant crack, she said. Jesus Christ, mental is right. They wanted to charge us £10 to get in for the fight, which I wasn't bothered about, so we went down to the basement level. Sigh. First ABBA Dancing Queen, followed by Justin Bieber, Sorry, and though I thought I'll move past the sticky floor to the higher than average boy to girl ratio in here. This has tunes. The amount of male attention was, well, a little annoying. Until my mate was basically fireman lifted.
Oh, no.
Over some 6 foot fella's shoulder. And when she said no thanks to go over and sit down with him, who had the most, by the way, had the most sexually frustrated looking look on his face.
Of course he did, Irish.
But it's fine. I got him kicked out when I signalled for the bouncer and said him out, hashtag girl boss. The amount of grabbing in there by lads was mad. Like, is that normal in clubs over there?
No, it's not. Honestly, this is this fucking mad place that Suzanne sent you. It's a one of a kind.
Because in Liverpool, lads will try their luck. But once you say, nah, fuck off to them, that's what they do, Suzanne.
Most of us in Dublin would as well. It's just Suzanne led you astray. I want you to follow this up with more abusive emails, please.
Anyway, can't wait to hear your stories about where you guys watched the fight! ! Keep up the good work, and I'm gutted we can't get over there for a live show. Hope you record it and make it on. It'll be on the podcast next week.
Of course, she can't come over. She can't trust you anymore. She doesn't know what to expect. You've ruined Ireland on a person. I hope you're proud of yourself. You've ruined the country on someone who was willing to give her the chance, did give her the chance, came over, spent their money, was willing to have a good night out, have a good time, and you sent her to the biggest cesspit in the country where that's. We're lunatics.
My sense of responsibility about that for 4 days, I still get a bit anxious when I read the email. I didn't even. My apologies, because I didn't even reply to you, because I actually just sat there going, oh. You forget, right? You forget that. I've been to Copperface Jack's about. Did I just kick you there? No, yeah. I've been to Copperface Jack's about 4 times, right? And. I've been once sober because I was pregnant, but we were doing a gig there and then I left. And then the other, I've probably been quite actually hammered, right? When I've been there. But I've had my now husband with me. I think I've probably been once as a single person, but you know, you're kind of used to that cattle mart and I shouldn't have sent you. And I have genuinely, I just feel.
Bad
like,
idea.
Because you kind of forget that people, they're not used to it. Copperface Jacks is like, it's like a microclimate, but for fucking farmers and...
bleeding. It's like a, I tell you what, right? Say, like, imagine social networking sites. No, do you know, it's like a swingers party, but nobody's sure if they want to swing or not.
Yeah,
it's bloody awful. Is so what it is. I'm so sorry. I'd like to apologise on behalf of Suzanne Cain, on behalf of Ireland.
Yeah,
one of our own would send you to such a place such a time, that you had, and an opportunity to sell the country abroad. To have someone go back to Liverpool and say that was great crack, but no, send you back now. Now you think everyone in Ireland is a sex pest that's a pain in the arse and to be avoided.
I know. Oh, just Suzanne. Don't. I'll omit that from our list.
God almighty, you should have just come on. I have to say, I went to see the cinema.
There you
go. Unless you're finished with Copperface Jackson.
No,
finished,
I can't.
Give me a brief.
I just had to apologise.
To see It. Do you know the new film,
off,
It?
Fuck off. I don't want to talk about it. You know how much I hate clowns. And by the way, this is why I don't want to talk about this in the podcast, because some... dickhead will now tweet me a picture of a clown, because this always happens. People think it's fucking funny. It's not funny, right? Because you have no idea what my social media timeline has been like for the past 2 weeks. Yesterday morning, this morning, had fucking clowns on. I can't deal with clowns.
It's brilliant.
It's not. I have been on the M50, and had to pull my car over at the side of the road because there was a clown behind me in traffic, and my brother had to come and get me. My panic attack was that. I cannot. It's not fucking funny. I can't beg it enough. People think it's hilarious. The minute I talk about how afraid, I know it's going to go out Wednesday week, and come about 2 o'clock, some dickhead will have tweeted me a picture of a clown. And I will be crying in my kitchen. So, I'm asking you.
I've never understood this. What is the fear of clowns? What is so scary about a clown?
They're fucking terrifying.
It's just a fucking idiot in uniform. That's all a clown is. It's a fucking idiot in a uniform. It's they're wearing their fucking idiot uniform walking around. That's all it is. I've never understood the fear of it. Is it that you can't see their real face, or is it, what is it?
I can't deal.
Do you know what the scariest thing? Come here, really? I have to tell you this because I went to see It, right? And I had a very severe flashback, right? Now, as much as I did enjoy it, and I actually didn't believe it. I thought I misremembered it.
I don't think I want to hear this.
Oh, it was terrible. Oh, this is a terrible story, right? So I was younger, right? I was watching It, and suddenly I had this memory from when I was a child, and it was about Little House in the Prairie. Do you remember Little House in the Prairie? And this workman came in, and everybody liked him. I think his name was Ike or something, Ivan or something like that, right? And he fancied a young one, like a child, and he put on a clown mask, and he stalked her and got her pregnant. It was terrible. And I remember seeing that as a kid, and I didn't really understand it, but it scared the shite out of me. It was just this idea of this person behind a mask. Ooh, it was terrifying. How the fuck that story got into Little House in the Prairie, of all things? And in the end, he got shot. But I was sitting there watching the start of It, and it started, and I got a bit, oh man, this is fucking scary, right? And I have to say, it's actually not a bad movie, but it's not really a horror film. It's more of a thriller. They blew it on the CGI. They got show offy with the CGI. You know what I mean? Like, there's too many special effects rather than just being creepy. Like, the original one was just a creepy fucking movie.
I don't like this at all.
Oh, Suzanne. Have you seen the first one?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Oh. Well, it's not that scary because John Boy Walton is in it. But for the first one, right?
I remember seeing the first one,
and it's all adults, right? And then I saw the second one, and it's all kids.
My hands are sweating.
Oh, yeah, they are as well. They are. You've got all sweaty palms.
No, you don't understand. I hate, I may cry. I hate clowns.
So has this always been the way? Did you go to the circus and have this shit?
Never went to the circus. No, I can't.
Have you ever been like in Captain America's or something, and you're sitting there, and then your man comes in with the balloons, and he's like...
Yeah, no.
Can't. Making balloon animals. That freaks you out.
I went with the girls years ago to Portugal, and across the road there was a circus and a massive big clown on the side of the trailer, and we had to move rooms.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Because the picture of the clown was freaking you.
Yeah, hate Duffy Circus going around. Hates clowns. Pictures.
What is it? What part of it freaks you out?
No, genuinely, I'm actually trying to contain having a full on anxiety attack. I can't actually deal. And you know what the worst thing is? I'm already foreseeing 2 weeks, because when you tell people that you're afraid of clowns, some fucker always tweets.
Of course,
when I worked in radio, people, it's not funny.
Ah, give people
not
a fright.
Funny.
There's nothing funnier than giving people a fright.
That's not a fright though. Like I've had nightmares over the past 2 weeks because it's out. And then like people put stuff up on their social media about them. Pennywise. Yeah. And then I like wasn't really going on my Twitter accounts and stuff because I was afraid that I'd see a picture of him. I was having nightmares. I was having nightmares at night about him coming into the house and everything.
You have
yeah,
not.
Sorry to God. And holy I will. I guarantee shit. You, without a shadow of a doubt, I will have a nightmare tonight now because we've talked about it.
I have the weirdest fucking nightmares. You know, I had a nightmare the other night, right? I bought me a new bike and I didn't realise until after I bought it that it wasn't petrol, that you had to plug it in. So I could only get 100 metres and then I had to unplug it and then plug it in another, into someone's house. And I was knocking on people's doors saying, can I plug this in? And then just when it gets tight, plug it out and I'll go on the way. And I woke up in a sweat. In a sweat. Like, had a full-on nightmare. I woke up in a fucking sweat. I was like, I thought I wasted all that money on the fucking electric motorcycle.
And then you went down the battery instead.
Yeah. But, like, say, is it just clowns?
Oh,
or like
not
if,
change.
If I was dressed as a clown, someone you knew was dressed.
No, I wouldn't like it.
It would freak out. Yeah. Even if someone you knew, say, yeah. Joey, the man you love, was dressed as a clown.
No.
It would freak out. You wouldn't be able to go near him.
No, I
it's
have
your
to
husband.
Ask, yeah, no, I have to ask people if they're having kids' parties.
Your child.
Stuff, big,
your child, does she?
No,
Joey dressed as your child, does
so
she?
I swear to
you,
we went into Dunn's on Sunday. We went into Dunn's in Kilnamanagh and they have a child's costume and they have a fully dressed up as a clown. A child's guy fucking had an epo. Had to leave. Couldn't stay in. Had to go.
What do you think is going to happen? Nothing.
They'll probably kill me.
You just freak out.
They'll
and
probably
that's
kill
it.
Me. Yeah, probably
he won't
kill,
kill
me.
You.
Probably will kill me.
He won't kill you in the
honestly,
middle of a fucking supermarket in Dublin.
I worked
in,
you never know. It's like cinemas. I don't like the cinema.
I
scared
hate
of the cinema.
Though.
Just well, listen. We won't go back there again. She'll just get angry again.
It fucking happened again. It happened again. It did. Fucking happened again. Two fucking people. Two women sitting up next to me wouldn't stop talking, and then some shite bag behind me. Can you fucking believe this, right? This fucking toe rag of a human goes to the cinema on his fucking own with a cough. Who the fuck goes to the cinema with a cough? I'm not even joking. So two young ones to me, right, talking fucking about whatever the fuck young people talk about. I don't fucking know. Porn, probably. The dirty shower of shits that generation is. And your man behind me, and he's got a cough. And what does he fucking do with a cough?
Don't know.
What's he fucking do? He buys popcorn and inhales it. And you know what happens when a man dries up his mouth with fucking popcorn and he's got a cough? He coughs fucking more. That's what happens. You give a frightened man with a cough popcorn, he coughs more. He stops behind the whole movie. I was like, I'm going to fucking kill him. I'm going to kill him. It's a long movie. 2.5 hours.
Is that how long it is?
2.5 hours of this spooky clown walking. And every time it got a bit tense, it's like, I fucking hate you. I wanted to get his bag of jellies and ram them up his ass one by one to shut him up the fucking night. Why? There's so little expected of you. There's so little expected of you in the cinema. Sit down and shut the fuck up. That's literally all it is. If you're incapable of doing that before you go in, don't fucking go in. Don't. You're not wanted. Eat popcorn in your house. Eat popcorn in your fucking house. Cheaper. You can watch whatever. You can cough. You can watch it with your fucking trousers down if you're. You can do whatever
don't
you want.
Do that. Definitely don't.
Whatever
do
you
that.
Want, but don't go to the cinema. We just want to be quiet, watch TV, and you're not capable of fucking doing it. It drives me up the wall. I can't handle it. I think there should be a public flogging for anybody that goes to it. No, not a public flogging. A public wedgie, or at least a kick in the fucking balls from a cop for everyone that goes to a fucking cinema and makes fucking noise. I really do. And what sort of stupid bright spark thought selling fucking packets of crisps in a cinema was a good idea? Like, fuck off. Soft food only. Ice cream, popcorn, and fucking, I don't know, chicken nuggets or some shit. Hot dogs.
Chicken nuggets.
Yeah, but get nachos and crisps in the cinema. Get the fuck out of life. That's just to upset people. That's just so you'll have to go to the cinema again and see it again. It's a scam. I'm telling you.
It is a scam.
It's an absolute nightmare. It drives me. I got so upset. It was the most stressful thing I've ever gone through. Going to the cinema for 2.5 hours. And coffee cock behind me. And fucking the two fucking big mouths onto the right. Who think it's fucking great crack. To laugh at the scary bits. To break their own tension.
That shows that they don't care.
Oh, it was so upsetting. It was so absolutely unbelievably upsetting. Anyway, I had to get that off my chest.
You feel better
but
now?
But the movie wasn't so bad. Here's the thing. Here's the fucking idiot part. I thought it was a remake of the original movie.
Right.
I didn't realise it's a prequel.
Okay.
So I thought they just remade it and put kids in.
Right.
Like the way they did Ghostbusters, but they put women in instead of men.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a prequel of the first one.
What does that mean?
It means it's like set before the first one.
Yeah.
At least that's what I think it is. For all I know now, someone's going to tell me there was two original movies too.
Like, you're wrong there, actually.
I don't have a clue. But I will say it was more enjoyable than I thought it was going to be, coffee cock excluded.
I just did that live, actually. I just put that up on our Dublin Live.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now I'm going to look like a complete maniac to everybody. Because I was in a bit of an upset.
You only follow Dublin Podcast on Twitter if you know what you're like.
I went full on Hurricane Irma at that, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. God, that hurricane is not good.
Man, did you see the size of it? Did you see the fucking size of it? Did you?
It's insane.
Like, people were describing it.
Insane.
People were describing the size of it. I was like, how big can a hurricane be? Honestly, I was thinking, maybe the size of Tala. You know, maybe the size of, I don't know. Like a motorway sort of thing, you know, that would go around the city. Hurricane, did you see the fucking, like, they did it in perspective to Britain and Ireland. Did you see it?
Yeah.
And it's as big as Britain and Ireland put together, going out as far as Holland.
It's
huge.
Like, it's insane. But even I was saying, it's like the Florida Keys. So bear in mind, this is today, like, we're recording today, which is the 12th of September. So you're going to hear this in a week and a half's time. But they were saying that the bridges to get to the Florida Keys, they're not sure how safe they are.
Yeah.
But they made this comment of something like, you know, and in that particular area. Now, bear in mind, when we talk about areas, you talk about an area in Dublin, which, you know, maybe a couple of thousand people live there. Like, they're like, in this particular area in Florida, they were saying something like 7.5 million people. 7.5 million people were evacuated and affected within that area.
Jesus,
I'm like, in that area. Like, that's twice the size of Ireland. That's just the Florida Keys.
Unreal.
It's just that little part.
That little part of the series of islands down the bottom of Florida. Yeah,
that's it. Like, nothing. Jesus. Like, it's insane. Actually, a friend of mine was due to go to Miami. He was due to fly to Miami the other day. Obviously, it was cancelled. And then you were talking about Aer Lingus and that you were going to go to Miami.
I was going to book a holiday.
But September, or when are you? Oh, Christmas. Everything will be done by Christmas.
I'm going to Lanzarote.
Oh, Jesus.
What's wrong with that?
This is Irish as it gets.
It's not Irish. It's literally Spanish.
You had a chance there to be great. To be like, to get a little, you know, to go Miami, the architecture in Miami, incredible. To go take it all in, wear a stupid top and wear neon colours. And you decided, no, do you know what? I go Las Fariones.
I've never been to Lanzarote before. No, I'm going to look.
Irish people singing in bars. You'll find like loads of bars. Where are you going to? What's it called? Paris del Carmen?
Lanzarote.
Playa Banca.
It's only a small little place, isn't it?
So that's where you're going for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so it's going to be hopefully warm still, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it'll be warm then. Roasting, but it'll be 20 degrees.
Oh, that's great.
It's cold in the evenings in Lanzarote.
Oh, I've heard that as well, yeah. I don't mind that. Sure,
I go to Chicago in March. We'll talk about it at a later stage because I need loads of recommendations as to what to do. And I know before, oh, by the way, everyone I say this to, they go, I went, I'm going to Chicago for 3 days in March. And they go, you bring the kids?
No.
No. Oh, that's why I look happy.
Yeah.
Clearly not bringing my children to kids.
But that Hurricane Irma, my favourite story about the hurricane,
yes,
was that Floridians had to be warned, officially warned, not to shoot at the hurricane. It was my favourite thing.
Stop. Shut up.
Did you see it?
No, I never saw that. That's like the most ridiculously amazing piece of information
they had to
I've
be
ever heard.
Warned, and they did a graph. They put up this scientific graph.
Stop it.
Did you not see it?
No.
About what can happen if you shoot a hurricane and how the bullets can actually come back and hit somebody else. So they had to show that there's a whirl thing and there's a gun in this graph.
So, Chad, today your job is if you can do an infogram. Chad, are you with me? Okay, Chad, today, the infogram, you're going to do an infogram. And what you're going to do is you're going to show the Floridians, which, by the way, I'd never heard till just there and I love. You're going to show them if they shoot, it doesn't matter what kind of gun they use, Chad. If they shoot, they can kill themselves or kill others. Okay, Chad? And Chad just goes, all right.
Yeah,
no
that's
worries.
It. And look, there's the Pasco Sheriff's Department tweeted again today, just to clarify, do not shoot weapons at Irma. You won't make it turn around and it will have a very dangerous side effect. And there's the graph. Look at the picture of the graph. Well, you should retweet that from the Dublin account.
Okay.
It's a brilliant look. And then there's
a
whole...
Do you not have access to the Dublin account anymore at all?
Oh,
I
do.
Is it just me?
Oh, I do. Yeah. What am I talking about? I'll do it now.
Great.
Woo! Magic. Well,
it's not for 2 weeks.
I forgot about the magic of the internet.
Yeah.
Forgot about the absolute magic
of the internet. I know you don't bother your hoop-de-doop doing anything on it, but
I do me hoop-de-doop.
You never do anything on the Shoveland podcast, ever.
I'm an extraordinarily busy man.
Oh, rub it in. You not working me.
But isn't that amazing? Like, that's the most American news story I have ever seen in my life. That
love
you have to be
that.
Warned.
Did you see
do
the,
not shoot
I was
hurricane.
Only going to take a screenshot the other day and send it. Did you see the news reporters that they have to wear safety goggles because the wind is so bad and it's raining? They have them all in safety goggles. Have you seen that?
No.
They have to wear like, so some of the news reporters have like essentially swimming goggles on them. But they have them on to stop debris hitting their face and stuff. They have to wear, I was like, it's totally American like. Do you know what I mean? Health and safety. It's like one of the, Chip, wear the goggles. If you're going out in that storm Irma, wear the goggles, Chip. It's like, aye, aye, Captain. I'm going out. But fuck me. Like, the stuff that you see of them standing in that storm, you're like, I'd be like, I'm all right.
No,
like,
you're
we're
all
going
right,
out.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
I have to hand it to the right wing conservatives. They really are.
They love it.
They really do believe whatever the fuck they like. Like, when it comes to, you know, evolution, or no, you know, like, when it comes to the world is 6,000 years old. I don't think it is. Yep, definitely. God made it. 6 days, 6,000 years old. Evolution is a lie. I didn't come from no monkey. And then it's like, right? Are you sure? Are you really sure?
It was Adam and Eve. Yeah. There was no Adam and Steve.
You're like,
am I right?
You're like, guns. You really think guns arming a whole nation is a good idea? It's absolutely a good idea. The more guns there are, the less shootings there's going to be. Because if everybody's armed, you're too afraid to use your gun. Because you could get shot yourself. You're going, right, this is a strange fucking logic. What about God? He's watching everything you do. He doesn't like wanking and he hates gay people? Absolutely. It's in the Holy
Bible.
He's
omnipresent.
The Holy God says that being gay is an abomination. And that's the truth. And you're going, right, global warming. Bullshit. That's a total lie. You're like, you really?
Explain.
That's the one you don't fucking believe.
Explain.
Climate change.
You've just lost your house.
Yeah.
It's under 10 foot of water.
You've had two.
It's the worst storm in 500 years and there's not one of them. There's two of them. Because one of them got so big, it decided it was going to have another little one to add to it, but it wasn't another little one.
Yeah.
It was as big and they haven't seen either of them as big in 500 years.
Two once in a 500
Talking
year
about climate change
in a week.
Doesn't exist.
No, that's bullshit.
Was 47 degrees the other day and I just said, fuck me, it's got warmer than it used to be.
That is bullshit. It's just, I mean, you got to hand it to right-wing conservatives. They really do have a determination to believe any of, oh man. It's like, isn't it like Trump went like this, isn't it? It's like Trump went, climate change is a lie. That's not him. Oh, yes. Climate change is a lie. Whatever the fuck, I can't do a Trump impression. Climate change is a lie. It's all made up, it's hocus pocus. And it's like the world went, okay, let's sort this out once and for all, and came both guns blazing to, as if to prove him wrong, which is not possible because Trump just never thinks anything's wrong. He's a fucking nut. But it's just, I couldn't believe the size of it. When I saw it on the radar, I just could not believe the fucking size of it.
It's insane.
Man, I'm so happy I live in Ireland. I am so happy I live in Ireland. We don't have tsunamis. We don't have...
At the moment.
We don't have them. We just never going to have... We don't have tsunamis. We don't have tornadoes. We don't have hurricanes. We don't have bushfires. We don't have any of that shit. We've got sharks off the coast of Donegal and they've no teeth.
No.
Basking sharks. They've no teeth. The most dangerous thing in Ireland, to be fair, is two lads outside the chipper fighting. Or a Jack Russell. A Jack Russell can be dangerous in a bad day.
Yeah,
that's it. That's
Ireland. Aggro little
shit. That is as dangerous as this country is ever going to get by comparison to what's all that shit that's out there. Britain's probably the same, is it? Britain doesn't have any of the same old shit either. We're in a grand spot. Yeah, it rains a lot. But fucking, what did a bit of rain ever do to anybody?
It's
you
not
know
the end
I mean?
Of the world. I don't mind the rain. I'm kind of used to it. And do you know what? Actually, I'm at
freeze
that,
your
I'm,
hole off for a couple of months.
I'm at that point as well. I don't know if you get to be the same, but you know the way we're gone into autumn now. We're kind of and if the weather hasn't been great now and it's kind of gone cold. I'm kind of a bit like, right, can we just get on with the winter now? I want to commit to the winter. No, because I hate the not knowing.
Oh, fuck the winter, man.
Look, it's going to come. Whatever that Game of Thrones is, winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
But it's going to come regardless. Do you know what I mean? So I hate the to and fro when it's like, do I have a coat? Do I not have a coat? My kids go out wearing snowsuits and then it's 17, you know, it's 4 degrees and then all of a sudden it's 27 degrees and my kids are and I'm like, oh, I can't. So I'm just like, can we just get on with the winter? I lit the fire the other night. I was absolutely delighted. Had a glass of wine. Joey had a beer.
Didn't light the fire already. It's September.
It was freezing. The other night, on Sunday, it was cold. It was absolutely lashing rain. And I went, we're lighting the fire. Joey was just a bit like, I'm not going to argue with her because she's on one. So we'll light the fire. So we lit the fire. And it was more just like to sit and drink really in front of the fire. I was delighted with myself. And also,
I'm 4 months of me new gaff and I don't know how to turn the heating on you. I haven't figured it out.
Right.
Like, it's not cold.
Again, yeah. I reiterate, it's sometimes it is just how you even fucking get dressed. It astonishes me. Do you know, like, there's basics in the world and you just go, I'll figure that out. Yeah, but I'll get by.
When it gets cold, I'll worry about
those
it.
Those cold nights are coming in because my kids' thermometers in their rooms, the little snowflakes that they are. Oisín's was green and we haven't seen green at all summer.
You're not going to be a parent and a mother, are you? I love that shit. I love the way nowadays kids actually have parents. Like, we just had televisions and told to go outside. I'm actually into it.
You see, know we're what lucky. I mean? We have
yes,
a green
snowflake,
across
this,
the
that, and the other. But isn't it fucking terrible that people actually feel like they deserve shit?
The sense of entitlement. Actually, we had this conversation. I think I was drunk, maybe.
Yeah, I feel that sense bad of about entitlement. Though. I feel like I'm turning into a cranky old shit to bed.
What are you
I am
turning into.
I'm turning into a cranky.
You are. You have.
I am
been,
a
and
cranky.
All the time I've known you.
You're right. You're right.
I do my best in most aspects of your life to try and make you a better person. I really do.
I 100% agree with you.
Like, I give you all of the tools.
Although I've gone against Varadkar again. He's a wank. I'm against him again.
Why
he's
against
back
him
on
again?
Water charges again, and he's back on. He's not doing anything about the referendum, and he's... What else did he do? He did something else that annoyed the shite out of me last week. I can't remember what it is.
Homeless situation.
Oh, he was backing your woman. The corrupt Garda.
Oh, Noreen who resigned.
Yeah, he was back. He was saying he had great faith. And I was there, that's the end of me. I'm done now. I got back to me lefty loony roots.
Back to your pal. What's his name? Mick Wallace. Yeah. Tweeting you about your bike. Netflix.
Yes, what have you found?
You've probably seen it though.
I don't know. Yes!
Fuck.
Isn't that amazing?
Fuck.
Isn't that amazing?
I
Seriously.
Actually was going to text you the other night because I was like, PJ has to have seen this. Because Joey was like, do you want to watch it? I was like, oh, I don't know. And, and then he was like, it's about doping and cycling. And I was like, oh, I want to watch this.
It's amazing.
I don't know. I kind of thought Icarus flew too close to the sun. All that. I got a bit like, is it a kind of a Greek mythology? I don't know. I didn't know what it was going to be.
I'm with you there.
So I was a bit like, I don't like the name of it. And then Joey's like, no, it's about doping. And I went, oh, give me a bit of Paul Kimmich.
Isn't it incredible?
But if you haven't seen it, go and watch it. We won't give away any spoilers of it. But like, your man Brian, all he wanted to do was cheat the system. That's all he wanted to do.
He kind of wanted to cheat in a cycling race.
Yeah,
just to see how the drugs would affect him. That was it. That's all he thought he was doing.
That's all he wanted
Which
to
would
do.
Have been kind of a lame documentary, but worth a look.
But I was kind of interested in that because I was interested in to see the level of hormone and what he had to do and how he was going to go about doing it. But like, literally 10 minutes in, when the guy Gregory appeared on the scene, I went to Joey, there's more to this than I. Like, I went, why would you? He's essentially committing career suicide here. I don't understand what this man is. Either mental.
That's
or
the one question I never got out. I could never find an answer to through the whole thing. Because basically, for those that haven't seen it, and this isn't giving the game away, because you have to watch it just to see how unbelievably cover up and how they did the doping in the Russian Olympics. It's fucking incredible. But this one guy, is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's me fucking parking. Let me pay that again.
Go on.
But this one guy comes out and he starts to... lift the veil and show how it was done for years and years. But I can never see why he did. I can never see what he was hoping to gain from it. And then, of course...
And then the end of it without, as well, you just go...
Yeah, without giving away the end, you can imagine Russia doesn't take these things too good.
No, Putin's not that sound. If you're listening, I think you're correct.
But it's... listen to Suzanne Cain. This is the best...
It's the best
Netflix
thing I've seen in Netflix this year.
By a country fucking mile.
And there
it's
was
amazing.
So much, and like, it's so intricate, by the way, as well, because there was parts of it I was going to Joey, whoa, we need to back up for a second, because I need to just try and catch a hold of this for one sec, because there's so, like, honestly, it's a Pandora's box of doping. It's just like, you just sit there and go, what?
It's unreal. What? And like, when you see who's involved,
yeah,
and not only
but
who's
you'll
involved,
also,
but
you'll
how
watch
they
it,
did it.
You'll watch it back and go, I remember that story breaking. Oh, I remember that. And then actually we both sat there going, when they were talking about the Russian athletes being banned. And I went, in my head I could hear them being booed. And I was like, oh, where? And both Joey and I were like, where did they they left the band? Were they in the band? And you're having that because you're waiting for the outcome of it to figure out, did they actually make it to the Olympics? And you see one of the Russian athletes standing there at a press conference, and like, she's built like a ship brick house. Like,
oh my God, yeah, yeah.
Like, she's a tiny little petite beautiful head and then these shoulders. And yeah. I was like, oh, she a swimmer? And Joey's like, no, she's track and field.
Track and field? And you hear the one that the voice is real. I've never done the steroids. You're like, you're a 15-year-old woman.
Trapped inside.
You're like, that is a fucking, yeah. That is just that. Thanks. This is not normal shit. I will say, it made me really want to do steroids.
Oh my God, I knew this. I said this to Joey.
It did.
I said, I guarantee you, PJ's sitting at home watching it again with a notepad going, H.
I'm like, they all came over all right. Yeah. They all won medals. They're all healthy as fuck. They're not healthy as fuck.
They're all going to drop
43
dead.
43 years old, nearly.
Why don't you do a documentary, though, about it? Why don't you do I one wouldn't
know for where to start. I wouldn't know where to get
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but you would. Like, if you...
I would do it. Honestly, if I knew where to get them.
You should 1,000,000% do an RTE documentary about it.
If I knew where to get them.
You'd get them, though.
I would actually do it. I would actually... 100%
you'd get them.
I would take a gizzard load of them. And I would see
you buy them online, the effects. Handy.
And I would absolutely, but you'd want to get the old needles in and all, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but that's
whoop, into the bottom, balloon boy.
Yeah, but
I'd be into it. I'm fucking not even messing. I would do it. I think
1,000,000%.
Out of pure curiosity, I would do it just to see and feel the difference. You know what I mean? I've never been a person that took recreational drugs. I've never done it. It's not my thing. If I smoke a joint, I burst into tears. But this sort of shit,
they're not mood.
I would do it.
They're
I would
not,
fucking
well,
do it.
They are slightly mood.
Well, it depends. Like, makes your willy a bit stiffer or whatever it does.
Shrink your willy.
Well, whatever. Well, then it's definitely going to be stiffer if everything has to, can't just go nowhere. But I would definitely, I'm not joking, I would absolutely do it.
You
I would love
do,
to make a documentary
do my,
like that.
Yeah, admit that they should follow you for a year and just do it and
yeah,
see.
They never will. They'd be too freaked out about taking illegal substances and all that shit, wouldn't they? They just wouldn't
but
know. Unless you
but
found
this
a doctor
is,
or
but,
something
but
to do it with
is
you.
But this is it, the growth hormone isn't... It's not illegal, though. That's the thing, isn't it? I think it's because I was kind of fascinated. Look, Joe, I don't want to give too much away, but I was asking Joey about that process of how I was like, well, why doesn't they just send the urine over and then they just test it? And Joey was like, but that is the whole literally the whole point of it is that you can't just send your wee in. He's a piss, but you can't just go here, check that. He was like, because then he goes, anyone could walk into DCU and go check my piss. And he was like, and then you'd figure out what the algorithm is to how you get to test for him, and he goes, then anyone could cheat the system. I was like, but they're cheating it anyway.
They know it anyway. There's no way around
and
it.
And this
like.
Is the hilarious thing. Watch it, because you will start to going, it must have been a completely elaborate ruse of how they did it and how they cheated the system.
Yeah.
And then you go, that's how they did it. Like,
it's mind blowing. It's absolutely mind blowing.
But it's so simple.
So
like it's,
simple.
It's not like it was this like a mate. Like, oh, fairness,
but
the yes, tampering
so,
of
yes,
it.
So yeah. Oh yeah.
The
don't.
Sorry.
Don't say it because it ruined. It's one of the biggest reveals.
Yeah.
But yeah, because of that, what you're saying, the way they tampered with things.
You can't tamper lids. This is the problem. Is that
holy
so? How
shit.
Do they? How do you do that? Because the one thing the Olympic Council had always said, a WABA or whatever it was called as well, had said these are there's a, like one of the press conferences like they're bulletproof.
Yeah.
Shit can't be once they do that.
It's broken forever.
So now I'm kind of concerned about my kid, because I'm like, if, you know, he could probably sit there with the Calpol bottle, and I think if he really gets determined.
if he knows someone from the KGB.
If he knows someone from the KGB.
It'll help him out.
Yeah, so they're Icarus.
Oh, fantastic. Savage. I'm so glad you said that, actually, because I can't believe I didn't bring it up earlier on.
The influencer continues.
Whoa, why? What happened?
So we have to say hello to Louise. She's coming to...
Who's Louise?
Louise listens to us. She's coming to the live show. Don't forget, if you have... Our live show is... So this podcast goes out Wednesday the 20th. That means on Monday the 20th. Like 5 days' time, we're doing our live show in the Sugar Club in Dublin. Come, buy your tickets. Please buy your tickets. Come see us. Ticketmaster.ie, and all the details are on Dublin Podcast as well, at Dublin Podcast on Twitter. But Louise listens to your starting to...
I am,
starting
to fade on you.
Louise listens to the podcast and she's going to come to the live show. That's who I sent you the message. She got a dog because she listens.
Oh, yeah.
And she got a tattoo now.
That's right. And she blamed me on both of them.
Yeah, and she's right.
Well, can I just say, both of those things are a very good decision. A very good decision. Well done, you. Look after your dog. Look after your tattoo.
Drunk in Portugal. Sent me a snap of it going, I'm actually getting a tattoo. I was like, I blame PJ. I was like, you're an absolute joke.
Good. Fair play to her. She's great. I'm so into that.
So
yeah.
we'll meet her at the live show. I think she's going to come.
Deadly crack.
So come say hi at the live show as well. Oh God, did you see this thing, by the way? I actually took screenshots for you. There's a place in Taiwan that make coffee that looks like your dog.
Oh, I did see that.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did see
that.
That's
the kind of shit you'd be into, wouldn't it?
It is. I love all that. There was a big doggy party in the park the other day and I missed that. It was fucking raging.
Did you see this brunch thing I sent you? Did I send you that?
No.
This doggy brunch.
No. A doggy brunch?
Yeah. Oh, I hope we haven't missed it now. Well, no, you won't have, but as in... No, we still have time to go, I'd say. Somebody sent it to us on... Did I not send it to you?
Maybe you did. I don't know. Let it sounds kind of familiar at the same time, but
I don't know.
It's
a doggy brunch. It's a brunch for you and a brunch for them. Somebody was like, oh,
you did send
PJ
it to me.
Be into this.
You did. Like, yeah, you did please. Send it to me. Yeah. Sorry, I remember now. There was a full menu for the dog
and
for you. Yes.
For you and full menu for the dog.
Yeah, I remember it now. I do remember it, yeah.
Are you going to bring Lilo and Stitch?
I will probably bring one of them if I can go. If I can see, I'm away a lot. I'm in Cork a lot now.
So you're nearly finished Young Offenders, right?
Nearly, very, 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 very nearly finished, yeah. So there's only like 7 days work. No, I'm not. I can't wait. Oh, Jesus Christ, I can't wait to have a shave and a haircut. It makes me look so old. I look so old. I look at myself in the mirror and I don't even know who's looking back at me. It makes me look so
you
fucking old.
You do look very
old.
Different.
Yeah, I look ridiculous. Let's
I don't
be honest.
Think you look ridiculous.
I do.
But
I look
you just look
ridiculous.
Different than I'm used to seeing.
I look like a bleeding hobo. I look like a man who's stopped caring about himself and the life he's in. Well, I look like a wild dog. Like a wild farmer.
I feel like that's apt.
I do. I look absolutely outrageous. I hate it so much. So I can't wait to shave and have a proper haircut.
So you're definitely
going to
do that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. So just a few more days, seven more days of shooting.
Okay.
At the end of the month. And that's
it. Are you going to make a hair appointment and go somewhere real nice?
That day.
Go and get yourself. Are you going to go in Cork or are you going
to
go up here?
No, it'll have to be in Dublin. But the day I get back from Cork, I'm going to
go.
Going to
go somewhere real special?
Yeah, I think I might do. Yeah, there's a great place, Craft & Co. I'm going to go up there, I think, in Thomas Street.
How very hipster.
Yes, absolutely.
Craft
yeah.
& Co.
Going to treat myself, have a cigar, cut my hair.
How's the cigar thing going?
I've only had one. Anyway, it's getting too cold to have cigars. Can't smoke them indoors. They're fucking
they're
smoke
yeah.
bombs. So it's getting a bit late. I'll probably have another one now in June.
You're not really committing to it.
No, I really didn't get into that in the way that I thought I would, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, there you go. Doggy brunch. I found it. I found it. Sunday the 8th of October at 3 p.m. in Barbers.
Oh, it's in a barber shop, is it?
I don't know. It just says Barbers. I don't know where Barbers is.
Why, neither do I.
Derek Fitzpatrick sent it to us.
I don't know. I don't know. It's pointless asking me.
Yeah, but you get like, it's little, you get little, oh, this is brilliant, right? For the human, a Bombay and tonic or a Prosecco, a dog training and behaviour presentation with Kevin Gary. There's no point in you going. Questions and answers session with small animals vet and live music. And then the doggy gets a fresh beef, wild boar, plains bison, Romy lamb and Yorkshire pork, elderflower infused spring water and a doggy treat.
Yeah, see, I just want to go for dinner with two with the dog. I don't want to have any
that
entertainment.
That's all like... I was actually listening to Nicky Byrne on 2FM coming in and they were talking. They had a dog expert in. There was a woman near tears. She was having a problem with a Jack Russell and something. She's like, and they just don't get along. I don't know what. But your woman was telling her one of them has to go.
What?
She's telling her one of them will have to leave that gaff. One of the puppy will have to go.
That's not putting any effort in at all. Jesus, I hate those.
Having awful behaviour,
so-called
really.
Fucking experts. Get rid of your dog. That's advice now.
In fairness, I did hear her say, I don't have a dog and I don't even like them.
Oh, well then.
No, I'm joking.
Piss yourself.
Completely.
Jesus.
That is not the truth at all.
I hate that. A woman looking for help needs help. There is help, of course. There's always a way around it. And then some other aegis
don't
says,
get a
get
dog.
Rid of your fucking dog.
Don't.
Shit
in fairness, I did see pictures from, was it Dogs Trust or the DSPCA put up the other day of the Jack Russells, the litter. Is that what they're called? Litters?
Yeah.
A litter jack. They were looking for, there was a lot of them. They were looking for homes for them. And I was like, they're cute. And Joey just looked at me and he was like, oh, no, they're cute. Like, I was like, we're not getting one around.
No,
them,
don't
like.
Get you shouldn't get a dog.
Are you insane?
You'll
of course
eat
I should.
You'll
I
fucking
would
eat
it.
I know you would.
It's going to make a coach for Hannah. Now, in fairness, joking aside, we're talking about the foxes. They have an awful problem with foxes. Awful problem. So they were little pups. Are they little pups? Is that what you call a small fox? A baby fox? A pup?
A cub?
A cub. So there was like a daddy fox and mommy fox and the baby, the three cubs or four cubs. Little fellas. Yeah. Tiny little fellas and playful little numbers. But they grow quick, foxes. And now we have fucking six of them that are the size of dogs.
And why is that trouble?
Because they're snapping, running at the kids and snapping at the kids.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're not afraid at all. They're not nocturnal either, by the way. And also, they wrecked my new flower bed. I've only got my bloody garden done.
Well, I would and love the little to paw have marks. Foxes
well,
in the
I'll put them all in the back in, of a van and I'll drop them over to your gaff.
I would love that.
Yeah, but I'm trying to wrangle them up. But
I've been feeding the foxes out our way.
Yeah,
I'd say
see,
the neighbours are going
our
mad.
Our neighbour next door, but one, like.
I give them fish.
And yeah, it's like, listen, and. You have to stop feeding the foxes. One of the kids ran around the corner, they got startled, and the mother went for the kid.
Well, tell your kid not to be playing with the fox.
She wasn't. He walked around the corner.
Well, give
and he startled.
Kid food for the fox.
He was feeding the foxes as well. They're all, but they have to go. I don't know what the legalities are.
I don't
of
think
shooting
you can touch
between
them,
the heads.
Oh, stop, shy talk. Fuck's sake. Shooting them between the fucking head. Jesus Christ. Leave them alone. You see, move. If you don't like it. You move. Get another fucking house. Jesus Christ.
Hannah at Christmas with a little fur coat, a little hat.
Ah, jeez, stop it. A little fox bonnet.
No, seriously though, is there a way to, like, how do you not make them angry? Joking
move,
aside.
Leave. Go, get a flat.
Yeah.
Lift three stores
up. You've seen the homeless crisis and you're telling me, to be honest, too jailed to leave and give my house to the foxes. It's absolutely a miracle that we're even friends, isn't it? It's absolutely a miracle that we're even friends.
I'd love fox in my backyard and I'd be delighted. I'm feeding.
Well, you live in an apartment, so.
Well, I still feed the other fox that's in the grounds. I give them a can of tuna fish all the time.
What do they like to eat?
Anything.
Apparently they like ribs from the Chinese is what he was having the other night.
Of course, yes, see.
Family.
Good for you. That's the right way to feed a fox.
No. Before we go, speaking of animals, did you see that family with the bat that went viral?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Did you see them on Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah. I was disappointed to see your man's actually a comedian.
So, he's a comedian.
I thought it was a real
thing.
No,
it wasn't. It's a bit contrived and he's trying to get his thing. It is funny.
It is funny, but I thought it was a real thing.
No, he has loads of videos done, whatever. And that's, do you know what? If that's how he's getting out and getting himself out into the
yeah,
ether,
fair play
to him. I've no issue with that. Tig Fleming, the Fleming family. And it is a real, if you haven't seen it, the dad's chasing a bat around the kitchen and he's slagging the mom and anyway.
But millions of retweets.
Millions. But he was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
They Skyped onto Jimmy Kimmel.
I saw that, yeah. It's sitting in the same kitchen where
did
it all
you see
happened.
The end of it?
No.
That's why, well, that's it was brilliant. It was a very funny interview up until the end.
Why?
Because he made the Irish look like a pack of fucking idiots.
Oh,
the
shit.
Dad got up at the very end.
In a short.
In a pair of football shorts. Soccer, by the way. I don't even play that in this country. Got up in a pair of soccer shorts and a pair of long socks and fucking Irish danced at the end. I was absolutely devastated. I was just like, do you have to make us look like just idiots?
I know. That's what the Yanks want, isn't it? The Yanks always wanted to end with diddly dee, diddly dee.
To be honest with you, genuinely, I don't think that Jimmy Kimmel's producer went and tell me tag, because there's never the way to say tag. Tell me tag. So it's to your family in the bat. Okay, great. And anything else? And he'd go, I'll tell you what we might do at the end. I'll get my dad up to do what I wish. That'll be funny.
Oh no!
There's no way a producer in America went. And at the end, we'll get your dad to stand up here, soccer shorts, and we'll get your dad to do like a jig. I find that.
I don't want to watch it now.
So it upset me at the end because up until that point I went, they're actually hilarious and I hope he gets loads of work out of it and I hope that his videos go viral. And then at the end it was like, why are we selling our souls out for this?
That's what we do. We're Irish. We do it. That's what we do. We sell it all to...
By the way, my soul is available for sale.
Yeah, same here.
So...
Look, who am I?
Whatever you want us to do.
I've sold everything I have already.
We are
I sold my dignity years ago.
Speaking of which, we're available for gigs, bar mitzvahs and everything else in between. Dublin The Live Podcast is this Monday night. If you haven't got your tickets, please get them now, ticketmaster.ie. You can follow us on, I was supposed to say on Facebook, you can't because we're not there. You can follow us on Twitter at PJ Gallagher, at Dublin Podcast, at Suzanne KNFM, or on Instagram, which I am having a serious love affair with, at PJ Gallagher, at Suzanne.fm. And don't forget to send us hashtag in your ears, snaps. That's 82. Peace. Next time. Oh, next week. Next week's podcast will be us, but it won't be us. It'll be the live
show. It'll be the live show.
You'll hear that, and then we'll be back in the studio the week after that.
Yay!
Thanks, boys. See you later.
See you later, Noel.
The first ever Dublin Podcast Festival is happening this September 19th to the 30th. Brian Reid from S-Town, My Dad Wrote a Porno, Scroobius Pips, Distraction Pieces, Criminal, The Memory Palace, and Welcome to Night Vale are all coming to town. Joining them are great Irish podcasts like Jarlath Regan's and Irishmen Abroad, the women's podcast, Dubland, What's the Story Pod with This Feels Terrible. The all-day podcast extravaganza is an all-day event including Fair Game, The Sunday Sermon, Stoneface Film Podcasts, Inside Politics and Potteroony, with wonderful Headstuff Podcast Network pods like Personality Bingo, The Alison Spittle Show, Juvenalia, No Encore, Reviewables and With Relish. That's the 19th to the 30th of September. Definitely an event not to be missed. Tickets are available from Ticketmaster and usual outlets. More information on dublinpodcastfestival.ie and headstuff.org. The Dublin Podcast Festival is brought to you by Headstuff and Aiken Promotions.
HPN, the Headstuff Podcast Network. See headstuff.org for more details.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.